glorifying the devil through the fallen? In Matthew 4:9, it tells us, "In all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Now, friends, recently while preaching in Newhall in Temecula, California, we had a day off before coming home, so we decided to spend it on a little island right off the coast across from San Diego called Coronado. In doing so, it was late and we were all hungry, so we went out and grabbed some pizza. When we walked into the little pizzeria, we noticed a couple of big posters with the likes of Al Capone, you know, Scarface, who said that he built his organization upon fear. Capone was responsible for crimes such as murder, bootlegging, tax evasion, and so on and so forth. Capone's gang was also responsible for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, and knowing all of this, in 1959, they even make a movie about his life. Oh, how the devil must be pleased when he can find one that he can channel through. Another poster in this pizza joint was of a smiling Benjamin Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy was responsible for ruthless assassinations, bootleggings, gamblings, extortions, and again, so on and so forth. Now, as I'm looking up at these posters, I shared with my family how the enemy of men's souls would have it so. Because again, scripture tells us that in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, just like that of his subordinates that emulate their deluding and slavish master. Now look at the average politician of the day. Nothing short of a bunch of Judases selling out everyone and anyone to the highest bidders. Just ask them. The mainstream media takes these lowlifes, these debased political criminals, the debauched, morally harmful reprobates, and puts them in front of the camera every step and the microphones to their mouths on every word uttered, as if to suggest that they are some sort of standard in which we are to complicitly be subjected. This is the devil attempting to take precedent, and nothing more, all eyes on him. This is only set up to dumb down the population by showing them what they are willing to put up with and to lower the standard and expectation of their representatives, regardless of what capacity. Now, case in point, this is why we have a political system in place today that runs in contrast and antithetical to American government. What are the music industry and that which Hollywood loves to glorify when it comes to what God clearly condemns? For example, sexual immoralities, dishonoring parents, drug use, murder, theft, and in short, they promote Satanism and the devil puts them up for it. Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Interesting. It's not just the world that I'm speaking of that is guilty of this, friends. Look to the church in America where we have the false prophets and the heretics. The world speaks well of them, and at every given turn, we have these mouthpieces like that of the Kenneth Copelands of the world, the lunacies of Pat Robertson, to the alien from another planet, Rob Bell, to the heresies of Joel Osteen, who the enemy has in full subjection in yielding themselves to pervert the word of the Lord. The world puts these up as the preachers of the unadulterated word of God, but nothing could be further from the truth. But the Lord's people would have it so. They heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. Now, this all goes back to, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Many fall in line and give themselves to the enemy of their souls and give way and yield to his deceptions. Yet, Jesus is to whom we are to emulate. And I ask, how did Jesus respond to the devil's temptations? "Then saith Jesus unto them, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Yet, if Americans will not obey the Lord in following him and him alone, then they will eat the fruit of their own ways. Satan has been busy imitating and mocking the Lord for a long time, folks. Yet the Lord's resolve is sure to them and to his followers. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boyfriends, I'll tell you what, we got much to talk about. How we're going to jam this in this next hour, I have no idea. Let me just get to this, because I got Tim Brown, morning show host, editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with me right now. I have been bringing you up to date concerning the Simpsons and their soothsayers, trying to play the prophets in the face of the world by predicting things that they're creating. It doesn't get any more obvious than this, friends, but the Simpsons, 34 times, the Fox comedy successfully predicted the future. Again, I want to remind everybody that this started in Minneapolis on the back of a filthy magazine called City Pages, and it was called Life in Hell, just so you know what sort of people that you're actually dealing with. So now, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull up Tim Brown, and Tim, I'm going to go ahead and introduce this, and then you can go ahead and share with us your findings and what it is that we're up against when it comes to the dangers of AI. What I have on screen right now, friends, on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, you'll see us there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, is Lifehacker. And what people are getting wrong this week, it highlights, did the Simpsons really predict the Coldplay Kiss Cam scandal? So without further ado, I'm going to hand this over to Tim. And Tim, can you go ahead and share with us the dangers of what's rolling out concerning AI today, namely this topic, and then we'll take it to the next step.
Yeah, I had looked at that thing on the Coldplay deal, and I just kind of looked it up to see where was the episode. And of course, in here they're showing that, you know, the post starts out saying this was season 26. That's just incredible to me that people are watching that cartoon for that many seasons. But in episode 10, but it wasn't there. And so it wasn't just this outlet. There's several of them that have pointed out that basically what it came down to was it was an AI generated video. And of course, you know, in the morning show, I know I mentioned, I said, you know, I think probably AI can be used for some good things if you've got good intentions of doing it. But clearly, you know, people are doing this. I also was telling you about YouTube. I went there last month and I was listening to some reports on the Diddy trial, and I came across one, and I just was looking through the comments, and people were like, well, wait a minute, this wasn't in the Diddy trial. This, and then I looked up in the description, and it said this was something like for entertainment or whatever. It's not necessarily, you know, factually accurate or something like that. And I just thought,
satire. How
many, and already had like hundreds of thousands of people that had watched it. How many people walked away thinking that actually really happened?
Yeah.
And so, and you go on YouTube now, and that's what you'll see. You'll see a whole bunch of AI-generated stories. Some of them may be true. Some of them may not be true. Some of them may be a mixture of both. But that's what's coming on. And then the next, you can just see the next thing is that when they want to set somebody up who's a problem for them, whether it's government or corporations or whoever, they can just generate a little video having you say something you never said,
yep,
doing something you never did.
Yep.
And so that's, I think that's the real danger that I see. And, of course, I thought that when they first came out, I thought that was probably one of the most dangerous things that we could face.
Well, do you remember, Tim, when Obama came out back in 2013 and they passed what they call legislation to go ahead and propagandize the American people?
Yeah.
And we've seen video after video coming from that foreign sodomite, which I'll prove in a moment, concerning Barack Hussein Obama, talking about just basically throw a deluge of propaganda on the people where it gets to the point where they don't believe anything anymore, and to discredit those that are actually in the halls of government, because that's what works for revolution. Well, you think about this, and you think about AI, artificial intelligence, and you see now what they're doing. They're creating stories, and then they're calling it satire. That's how I would see it, or misinformation. I guess now, according to YouTube, from what you just said, Tim, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. That is, as long as it works for them and those that they work for. Because what I see more than anything is the ability for a tyrant to go ahead and smoke screen anything and everything that concerns the truth of the matter, hence confusing the people so that they never bring charges against the guilty. I mean, who profits from this more than a tyrant does, Tim?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing. I was thinking of William Casey. You know, the CIA says, well, no, our disinformation campaign's complete when everything the American public believes is a lie.
Exactly.
And I think that's exactly where they're going with it.
Oh, it's exactly what we're seeing. Folks, if you're just joining us right now, I got Tim Brown on, morning show host. I've taken you through the 34 times that the Fox comedy successfully predicted the future through a bunch of soothsayers through The Simpsons, which again shows you that they're guilty of foreplanning these conspiracies. In fact, that's what they are. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Tim brought to my attention one of the points that I highlighted over the last week concerning this Coldplay Kiss cam scandal and how it was AI generated. This is dangerous. And I know that there's a lot of people out there right now, Tim, that are actually warning the American people of the dangers of AI. But again, it goes back to, and I'm going to propose this question to you again, Tim, who profits more from confusion and propaganda than the said tyrants that be?
Yeah, the only other people who do are corporations who they're in bed with.
Exactly. Through a society or a corporate state, which we would call, or as otherwise known as, a fascist state, working against the people that they're supposed to be representing in so many different ways. So with that, I'll give you the last word, Tim. I got about 1 minute before our break. Is there anything you want to add to or take away?
Yeah, you hit the fascist state. All people have to do is look at their House of Representatives and see the fascies on the walls. Those were put back there, I think it was in the 40s. Or so, or look at the temple there of the Lincoln Memorial. They call it a temple. You've got fascies on his armrest there. So that's what's been generated. This is where all this Industrial Revolution all comes to. But both of them profit in that by keeping the people in the dark.
Exactly. And I guess if they understood what socialism brought about, they probably wouldn't be socialists, right, Tim?
You would think.
Thank you, guy. I totally appreciate you jumping on. I just wanted to bring this to your attention, friends. The dangers of AI are already unfolding in the face of the American people. We better get a hold of our government, friends, because if we don't, I just honestly don't see a point of return if we continuously allow the bad guys to do what they're doing. This works for nobody more than the bad guys that are tolerated by the American people once again. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Okay, so I need to take a step back and finish some of the things that I was covering yesterday. By the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Now, over the last couple of days, there's been a lot of talk about Ozzy. And we've seen from the Children of the Apostate, got a book about it, friends. If you're indignant about these hypocrites as much as I am, this is the book for you. It's called Children of the Apostate, and thank you for the orders. You'll have them within 3 to 5 days. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. But interestingly enough, it's interesting how the professed Christians are there talking about how Ozzy Osbourne is now at peace, when the Bible tells us just the exact opposite, that there is no peace for the wicked. Well, they're trying to say, well, he got saved before he died, so on and so forth. And it's like, nonsense. That's presumption. Well, what about the thief on the cross? Okay. So I'll get to that in just a moment. But before I do, I want to go back to the point of facts, because facts are stubborn things. Okay. And this is the kind of stuff that all of these idolaters want to believe that somehow or another, because he said Jesus, all of a sudden he's in heaven, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Remember, friends, the man that was out in Gennesaret, who had the demons, remember they came to Jesus, they ran to Jesus, remember they were worshiping Jesus, remember there was 12 legions within him, and people don't realize that the devils believe and tremble. Well, let me tell you, just for the record, Ozzy was one of those devils that believed. What am I talking about? Well, guess what pops up, friends? Once again, here comes the confirmation. Propaganda CIA-controlled outlet Rolling Stone reported back on October 11th, 2021, Ozzy said being a devil worshiper does have its good points, the 72-year-old rocker equipped. Thank the Dark Lord, Ozzy Osbourne credits devil worship for warding off COVID-19. Now, I just want to show you how the enemy works, because once he has your mind and he's blinded your mind because you don't believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's interesting how he would actually accredit the devil for warding off COVID-19, when in fact the shot that he took, because now he feels safe and he's relieved that he took the shot, is probably what he killed him. And that operation came through other minions of the devil himself. This is why the Lord said that he's a murderer. He has been since the beginning. There is no truth in him. But I just wanted to make clear and just confirm the point, and I'm going to let Ozzy do it so you can all see it for yourself and hear it for yourself. It's a picture of Ozzy Osbourne with the satanic robe on, playing the devil and paying tribute to the devil in 1981, and he's got two horns coming out at the top of his head, thanking the devil for warding off COVID-19. Now, I'm not making that up. It's not AI-generated, friends. That is a fact. A matter of fact, I want to take it to some film for you so you can understand. And I'm going to do my best, folks, because he says some expletives here. He's actually on Cowell, his show, and I'm talking about, you'll all understand it once you see it, friends, this contest that they have called the American Idol. And Ozzy actually did it, and I just want you to see what professed Christians are claiming to be the fruit of a Christian. And I'll do my best to catch his expletives. Check this out. Listen carefully.
I mind if I don't mind.
Here's Ozzy Osbourne in front of Simon Cowell, and what he's doing is he's got a tag on his shirt, which is 666. Now, nobody made that up. Ozzy wanted to bring his message so he can proselytize. That's why they do call him the Dark Prince. But again, I'm highlighting in contrast the professors that tried to sell to the rest of us that he is a Christian and now he's in heaven, okay? Now, let's listen to the rest of this, okay? So you can all see it and hear it for yourself. I got to be careful because of the expletives. Forgive me.
Is my mind if I don't find something to busy fight?
When you entered this competition, did you really believe that you could become what you're standing on now, the American Idol? You are the worst singer in America.
So he gives him the finger, right? Tells him to go F himself. But here, I just want to show you who's praising Ozzy, who says that they have to give a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne so you all can understand. Look
mama,
at this one.
I'm coming home. He wrote this.
Here's another one.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
this is so sad.
Because anytime I'm going to cover somebody,
so
I want their blessing.
This is Carrie Underwood,
like,
the little professor
like her,
that calls herself a Christian, that sold out to the world, now saying on Howard Stern, the filthiest disc jockey there is, or radio jockey known to mankind, talking about, you know, I just want to make sure I do this right when I give a tribute to Ozzy and his wife. You know, I know that he's been used for how many years in this country and worldwide spreading the enemy's message, but I want to go ahead and give him a tribute. I want to make sure that I do this right, said little Carrie Underwood. Folks, she's no more a Christian than Ozzy is. You don't do the biddings of the devil and call yourself a Christian. And some will say, well, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm not a judge. I'm using the judge's word, the one that told us to make distinction. Remember, he told Christians that we're even going to be able to judge angels? In other words, he was knocking us down and saying, guys, don't you have more spiritual sense than to understand that you're going to judge angels? You can't judge righteously in a matter like this between two people in the church. You don't go to the men of the world for judgment. You settle this dispute right here in the church, according to Corinthians. And yet Jesus said that we're to use righteous judgment, and somehow or another we got all these professors out there attacking Bradley, namely attacking his Lord and Scripture, and barking at him saying, get off of Ozzy, get off of Ozzy, he's a Christian, he said the prayer because he said so. Oh, did he? Because, again, I have to watch the expletives here. Ozzy was actually asked if he was a religious man. I got to watch the expletives. If all of my affiliates could just be on standby to go ahead and push the button in case I miss this. Here's Ozzy Osbourne when he's asked if he was a Christian or if he was a religious person. Listen carefully.
A religious person? Were you ever someone that really believed in God or anything like that?
Today, I believe in a higher power, call it God if you like, but I don't believe it as a God.
He's swearing. He's saying, just folks, he's saying things that are just filled with blasphemy. He's saying, but no, I don't believe none of that stuff. He used the F word. Okay, again, where are people getting off? But here's the modified gospel. Here's a kid named Dylan Nolan. And he wants everybody to know that he shared the gospel with Ozzy. Yeah, I bet. Probably at one of his concerts. Let me guess. Okay? You know, I wanted to get there because I wanted to get to Ozzy. Did you? There's better outlets to get at Ozzy than that. Folks, it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He just got done telling you. He just got done showing you. Even a couple weeks ago, he was represented as the last tour with Ozzy Osbourne as the Prince of Darkness, sitting on a black chair, effing this and effing that to everybody that was there. Don't sit there and tell me that this is the fruit of a Christian. But here again, you have these young ones coming up that know not the cross. They have no testimony. They have an understanding, in part, cherry-picking to make a modified message to come out to look and sound just like this.
With Ozzy Osbourne. Everybody's been talking about Ozzy this past weekend where he just had his final performance in London, so I figured this would be a great opportunity to share with you guys how I was able to share Jesus with the entire Osbourne family. So if you would like to hear how the Prince of Darkness responded to the gospel and his name being on the Bible, let's jump in. Couldn't resist. For time.
Okay, so the first thing this kid does is play the offset of the song called Crazy Train. This is a preacher kid. He's claiming to be a Christian. And then he plays All Aboard from Ozzy at his last concert. And then he says, I couldn't resist. I mean, just that alone is like, really? People, I can imagine what he was talking about with Ozzy and his wife, and I'm not going to play the whole thing. Why? Because it's absolutely ridiculous. Let me say it this way. If you lower the law, which this is right here, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner, and I'm talking about the Ten Commandments rather than a gain. For it lessens the likelihood of his conviction, which, by the way, the Holy Ghost brings about in John 16, verse 8. And I'll pick it up right on the other side. And we're going to get to some more information here, friends, concerning Ozzy Osbourne. And as much as they want it to go away, it's not, folks. It's not. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
Yeah.
If you're already supporting our work as
that's
a son
a
or daughter of liberty,
guy.
We cannot say thank you enough.
Wow.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As you crucify him afresh, you lean into his mercy. Yep.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again. Well, 281-845-4704. I got a question for all of you that like to drag the mercy unscripturally and grace through the mud, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Is Jesus a minister of sin? I'm curious. Or was Jesus made manifest to destroy the works of the devil? Is scripture immutable? Is it absolute? Yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody would say, yeah. Well, then why does 1 John 3, 6, and 9 say that those that abide in Christ sin not? I'm just curious. Go to Galatians 2, 17. I'm just kind of curious when I look at grace being used as an occasion for the flesh. Is that what grace does? Nope. It's unmerited favor, yes, indeed. But to the Christian, he understands that it's the power to live in the Spirit. How is it that people just throw that around? Christ isn't the minister of sin, nor are we to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. But people always lean into, concerning their guilt, to the mercy and grace of God. No. Here, let me share something with you. Because when you know the truth and you go against the truth, you can go ahead and acknowledge his mercy and grace all that you want to. But you better understand scripturally, you reap what you sow. Oh, in some cases, you may be forgiven indeed, but it doesn't mean that you're going to miss out on the opportunity of reaping what it is that you sow. There's going to be a just recompense. One of the things that I see more than anything in the church is, thank God for his mercy and his grace as they just willfully choose to do the things that they do that put Christ on the cross in the first place. But, thank God for his mercy and grace. I just did some real stupid things. Yeah. You know, the world knows not to do that. You know, it tells us in 6:6 in the book of Hebrews, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. It's okay. They're okay with all of it. They know nothing of holiness. They're not grateful for the sacrifice, because if they were, they would do nothing to offend. The Bible says that when your obedience is fulfilled, you take vengeance on all disobedience. No, they're not even close to that. They've never taken that step. These are the people that say that they have been saved, but when you ask them what they've been saved for, they have no idea how to answer that, because they've never done anything in response to the spirit that they said that they've been born of. It's honestly, it's embarrassing. You know, and I also think of this, and here we go, but I'm going here, folks. It's interesting that when you go over to Hebrews 10:26, what does it say? It says that if we willfully sin after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Whose side are you on? Is it true? Oh, absolutely it's true. That's what Scripture says. And if the Bible tells us in Exodus 18:21 that for every sin it brings forth death, you know, how do you counter that? What's the anecdote? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away of his own lusts. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. You never hear these people talking about the Word of God. No, it's just what they hear from the pulpits, the modified gospel. And it's what we see on a reoccurring theme. It's like a revolving door. All these people that have been convinced that they're saved, when in fact they're not. You know, let's counter that again with an anecdote. And when I look at 11 here, let me just show you something, folks, and listen carefully so you can all understand where I'm going with this, because this is a reproof to professors that know not the Word of God. When I look at 11:42 of Luke alone, what does it say? It says, woe, he's woeing, he's cursing, Jesus is. He says, woe unto you, you religious heretics. You snakes, as John brought forth. You go ahead and you give your tithe and you rule all manner of herbs. You give your tithe, but you pass over judgment and the love of God. These you ought to have done and not to leave the other undone. But what do these people do? They leave the other undone. Okay? And because of the modern gospel and the lawless gospel that's been preached far too long, by the way, what is the fruit of that? Let me bring you back to Charles Spurgeon so I can put it into context for you. If you lower God's moral law, which Christ never did, he fulfilled it, Matthew 5:17. If you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. He said, this is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say to you, said Charles Spurgeon, you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, that is to bring men unto Christ. They will never accept grace till they first tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose, and it must not be removed from its place. What's been removed for the last 80 years in this country? The law of God. Hence, the fruit thereof is the anarchists that have been raised up in their place by the hippies that are still in the pulpits as a bunch of antinomes, writing off and leading off and preaching a false message. As a matter of fact, a message that counters the word of God. Well, some will say, Bradley, come on. Yeah, come on. 281-845-4704. Doesn't it tell us in Isaiah 8:20 that if they speak not according to the law of God, his moral law, not ceremonial law, which has been done in Christ, make distinction. But if they speak not according to the law, it's because there is no light in them. There's no light in them. When you sin, you're merely obeying your father. And there's a difference between willful sin and sins of omission. There's a big difference. Okay? And you might want to take the time to understand Numbers 15 as well. Because I know as much as people want to go ahead and give themselves a pass with false mercy and false grace, that they better understand that the road that all of us are on this planet today all lead to the judgment seat of Christ, period. We got Margie calling in from Minnesota. What say you, Margie?
Hey, Bradley. Say, you know, it just amazes me. The people, you, there's other good people on Facebook and such, that have been saying, you know, Ozzy's burning in hell and showing the fruit of what he bared. And they get on and they swear at you and they argue and they argue. And it's like, but then you give them the opportunity on a huge platform like this to call in and speak their truth that they're so upset about they have to swear at you. And it's crickets. It's crickets. Yep. And it's like, explain that. Is it because deep down they know the truth?
Well, no, it's like what they did with Jesus during the crucifixion. Everything that the Herodians and the Pharisees did and the chief priests and the list goes on concerning the crucifixion of Jesus, they did it at night because there was an absence of the people. Okay, I'm saying that for the very purpose that they don't want to be wrong in front of all of the radio shows. But they're okay, for example, if someone's driving down the road right now, telling their friends, looking over at them, saying, oh, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. Well, here, I'll tell you what, because Absolutely. This is live, go ahead and call me right now, 281-845-4704, and show me scripturally as to where we are in error, because we will be the first ones to correct the issue if that's the case. But I can tell you, in soundness, which means without air, we are holding on to the word of God that brings men to Christ, namely the law of God that drives them to the cross where it can do no more, period.
Well, be prepared again, because Hulk Hogan did die, and we're going to hear all this again. May he rest in peace. God bless his soul. Well, I did some quick research, and I'm not sure his age, but his doctor stated he had just had his sixth booster of the COVID vaccine.
Yep.
FYI.
Yep.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, thank you. 281-845-4704. I want to finish something from yesterday, and I promised I would do this, and then I'm going to finish off the show today concerning all of that which they just hope goes away, concerning the pedophile that resides in the office, which in fact, no matter what they do, no matter how they say it, no matter how they spin it, now they got you looking at Obama and his crimes as he's going to go to jail. That's all they're doing is distracting you. He's the straw man right now. They want you off of the Epstein files. They want you paying attention to that and only that, because they're passing bills right now and funding surveillance systems that will surveil the American people with your money, and also creating a digital currency worldwide, which, by the way, is backfiring in China right now. The people understand where this is going, so the people are standing up against it. You know, those countries, again, they know more about what our forefathers taught us than our forefathers' own posterity, to the posterity's everlasting shame in this country. But again, I want to go forward and I want to go ahead and highlight something that I didn't get to finish yesterday, and it's called deathbed repentance. Now, I'm amazed at this, but I'm not amazed at this. Matthew Henry, the respected commentator, said in the 1700s, he said there's only one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible, and it's the thief on the cross. So that no one despair, but there's only one, so that no one will presume. Boy, isn't that crazy how many people want to hold on to that? And they want to live like the devil because somehow or another they've taken on the universal message that death now becomes their salvation. You are incorrect. You are deceived at every step of the way, okay? Because you better rest assured that he didn't know who Christ was until he was on that cross. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It is absolutely amazing to me. When I was just talking about, and I'll bring it up in a moment here, 281-845-4704. When I was just talking about mercy and grace, I was basically going off a conversation I had with Tim Brown this morning, or actually early this afternoon, where we talked for about 45 minutes, because we were talking about the very topics concerning what we're talking about right now with Ozzy Osbourne and deathbed repentances. Are they scriptural? Well, we get some people online saying, oh, you know, I can't even believe he's saying that. I can't even believe he's talking about me. I wasn't talking about you. But what happens is people become convicted, and then what they do, because the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, guess what they do? They turn on the preacher. Hey, you better praise God that the Holy Ghost is convicting you of that sin if that's what he's doing in your particular case. That's a blessing, not a curse. But to lash out like that and assume that I was talking about you, shame on you. Furthermore, you have a phone and you can call in at any time to confront me with what you think I'm saying about you. 281-845-4704, because in fact, I wasn't talking about you. My goodness. Talking about sheeple, my gosh. Really, people? Let me go back to this and let's make the most of this. There is one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible, the thief on the cross, so that no one despair, but there's only one, so that no one will presume. Isn't it interesting how people are out there trying to justify Ozzy Osbourne because we don't know what he said on his deathbed? It doesn't matter what that guy said on his deathbed. Ask Voltaire. Ask any of those that spend their whole lives, like LaVey, Anton LaVey, the Black Pope. Why don't you ask those guys right before their death or they're taken from this world, ask them how they're responding. Let's go ahead and listen to some of their records, friends, because they're not going to heaven. I don't care what they say. Voltaire, as a matter of fact, remember the atheist that was going to make all the disciples, those 12 stinky men? Those 12 stinky fishermen, he called them, in their gospel, completely disappear. Well, before he died, the housemaid said that she wants nothing to do with somebody that doesn't believe in God again. Put it up against Psalm 14:1. He was seeking a preacher, and a preacher never came. 50 years later, after he was dead, guess what? His house is being used to what? Publish the Bible. Okay, you want to go ahead and contend. You want to go ahead and play with the things of the Lord. You do it to your own eternity. But it's better for you to understand this right now. Better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall upon you. Okay? That's one of the things that people need to understand. But I want to go ahead and give you an anecdote and put this up against the people that are so set on saying, you know what? What about the thief on the cross? Well, understand this. He didn't know who the Christ was until he was on the cross. Okay, so he didn't have time to sit there and play with it, but he had the revelation to understand who Christ was. He was innocent and they were guilty, and he knew that. That was a form of repentance, okay? And with that, friends, how many people today are saying, well, you know what? If Ozzy lived for the devil his whole life, I can do the same thing, and I can ask Jesus into my life. Again, going back to the universal message that's very popular in America, which is heresy. It's heretical. It's not scriptural. But now, somehow or another, death becomes salvation. No, you are incorrect. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message is you must be born again, okay? You're not going to sit there and try to justify your lifestyle. You must be born again. And that only happens when the Lord brings you to the Father in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right? You can't make a decision for him. He makes a decision for you. And once he makes a decision for you, then you can make a decision for him, and not until then. But let's go back to, again, Prince of Preachers Charles Spurgeon highlighting this very topic, the deathbed repentances. He said that they're so often looked upon as a very sincere, and although too frequently we fear that they are but the first gnawings of the worm that never dies. I've read this week, he said, an extraordinary anecdote told by Dr. Campbell of a woman who many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed her by the Scottish law, the law previous to her execution, and the said ministers of the day, folks, who were there with her continually, gave it their opinion that she died in the sure and certain hope of salvation. The appointed day came, she was hung. But it being very rainy and no awning having been prepared that day, those who had the charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it and get her under shelter, right? So she was cut down from the rope, from the gallows, before the legal time. And as the custom is, the body was given up to her friends to be buried because they thought she was dead. A coffin was provided and she was removed into East Lothian, where her husband was going to bury her. They stopped at the public house to get a little drink on the road to refresh themselves when, to their great surprise and alarm, in rushed a boy and said he had heard a noise in the coffin. They rushed out and found that the woman was still alive. The vital powers had been suspended, but the life was not extinct, and the jolting of the cart had restored her circulation. After a few hours, she became quite well. They removed her residence and went to another part of the country. But the sad part of the tale is this, that the woman was as bad a character afterwards as she ever was before. and if anything else, worse. She lived in open sin and despised and hated Christianity even more than she had previously done. Now, folks, this is, in fact, a most remarkable case. And I believe that you would see that the great majority of those who profess to retreat on their deathbeds, if they could rise and do it again from their graves, they would live a life as profane, that means irreverence towards the things of God, and godless as ever before. He said, rely on this. It is nothing but the grace of the Spirit of God that makes men and makes sure work of your souls. Period. No adding to, no taking away. How prevalent is that today? Now, folks, what I want to do, and for the case of time here, I want to get over to Jennifer Araoz, is her name, Araoz, who is a victim of Donald Trump. And I want you to hear this, folks, because this is what they're hoping that goes away when, in fact, it's not. People are getting more angry as time rolls out. Check this out.
You're 14 years old.
Yeah, you knew very well my age. You know exactly, you know, who he was hanging out with, you know. I don't think he cared.
When Araoz turned 15, she says things took a turn.
You know, just take your underwear off and get on top. And I said I didn't want to. And he, you know, very forcefully kind of brought me into the table. And I just did what I was, what he told me to do. I was really scared. I didn't necessarily think that he was, you know, going to rape me.
Did he hold you there?
Talking about Donald Trump when she was 14 years old.
No question in your mind, he knew you did not want that to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, he definitely, yeah. There was no way. I was like, I don't want to say I was screaming or anything of that nature, but I was terrified and I was telling him to stop. Please stop, you know?
And did he?
No, he did not stop. He had no intentions of stopping, and that's what he wanted.
Another
that's
victim comes when forward there, of Donald Trump.
You never went back.
After that day, no, I never went back. I was terrified. I was really scared because I didn't want that to happen again.
And you left school. Did you leave the school because it was in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, it was so close.
In your mind, did you use the word rape? Did you recognize it then?
No,
as rape?
No, I don't think I did. I just thought, like, you know, it's my fault. Like, I was like obligated, like, that's just what you're supposed to do. So I really did not know better.
When did you
another
stop
victim being
yourself?
Silenced, lied about? The media's got you hating on these people when, in fact, you're loving on the oppressor if you're listening to their lies, friends.
Really.
Another victim of Donald Trump. 14 years old. Raped. And again, what are you hearing from the pulpit? The bully pulpit? The People's White House? Oh, they're lying. Man, I'll tell you what. There is a lot of liars out there. At least the ones that have been allowed to live. Concerning their testimony against the likes of these politicians and these movie stars, you know, like along with P. Diddy, not just Jeffrey Epstein. Again, friends, this has been going on for a long, long time. There is so much information coming out right now on actual film of Donald Trump admitting all of his acts, his crimes committed against young people. And he can go ahead and say whatever he wants to say, but in part he's saying it. You should see some of the reels with him in that filthy, literally that scumbag, that debased reprobate, Howard Stern. Just in jest, tongue in cheek, like it's no big deal. He's telling on himself at every given turn. But here's the thing. What sort of a judgment are you going to bring upon the next generation if you give this a pass? Just imagine what it is that you're adding to the next group of people if you don't bring judgment upon the heads of those that are guilty. And it's the whole school of them. It's the whole guild of them, friends. You can rest assured. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Thank you for joining us again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we will talk to you in 23. See ya.